All right, guys, tonight I want to share with you something that's, I think, going to be kind of fun. I think you'll be able to relate to this because probably the last time you bought a car, a refrigerator, a stereo, a piece of furniture, maybe something that you like to have around your house, it came with something. And recently we've had an experience where we've had to tap into this particular thing that's comes with things that you purchase, and it's called a warranty. We actually had a piece of furniture that proved to be a little bit defective, and so in the process we called the people that we had purchased this furniture from and come to find out that it was covered under what they call the warranty. You guys are all familiar with what I'm talking about because you've had different experiences with warranties in a variety of situations, and hopefully you haven't had to fight and struggle too hard with the people to try to get them to honor it. But tonight I want to share on something I'm calling a lifetime warranty, because when we're born again of the Spirit of God, all things are made new and everything changes, guess what, for the better. And where do you think all these new things came from? The manufacturer, right? The one who created that newness of life in us, Holy Spirit. We get a piece, a portion of that which God is. And Peter says we're partakers of the divine nature. We get a little portion of that, right? Everything's made new. All the things are made new, the Bible says. They're coming from God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, you can look there or just listen as we go through some of these. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Look, new things have come, and all of the new things are from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ, and God has given us this task of reconciling other people to him. Really not the task. He's given us this privilege, this joy, this opportunity to share the good news. But see, the promises of God, they're not just for quote-unquote spiritual things. God's work of salvation, wholeness, it encapsulates the scope of our entire lives here in this fallen world. It affects the total man, body, soul, and now the spirit part of man, because man, we've learned, is a three-part being, body, soul, and now spirit. That is one of the great purposes and reasons for the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he did in accomplishing what he did on behalf of man, and why God had this whole plan set up, is that so man would be in a position to now reacquire that which became the missing part back in the garden. So salvation, this wholeness, and that's what that salvation means, wholeness. It affects all of us, all parts of us. And it affects this man who is now a redeemed man or woman living in a sinful and fearful world. So we've been pulled out of the darkness of this world. But you know what? Kind of cool. Our salvation, this wholeness, it comes with a comprehensive lifetime warranty. Can you believe that? God's policy is not a limited warranty for his salvation, and actually all of his promises carry full bumper-to-bumper coverage for the full length of our life here on earth.
Wow.
Yeah. Man, how can you put a price on that? God put a price on it. It was the life of his son, Jesus Christ. Bumper-to-bumper coverage on our lives. That is incredible. What people would pay to have warranties on the products that they purchase for lifetime. You know what? The things that we have done in life, they do not matter. And the hard mileage that we have put on is not a factor. We are fully covered. You know, if you're trying to get a health policy or something like that, many times you have to have it a health exam. And if you're, you know, got this and that and different things, the price goes up, right? Well, look, we can live out our days walking with God and partnering together with him to fulfill the hopes and plans and dreams he has for us. And that's not only our joyful responsibility, it's also our amazing inheritance that we have in Christ. If you're familiar with Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, we've read it many times. It says, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, and what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. You know what? All of our parts, all of our systems are covered spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, and any other thing you can put to fill in the blank. Because you know what? Every aspect of our life is important to God. And that we may need it, whatever it is we may need is covered by his grace and love. And look, it's all included in the policy. Where do we find the terms of the policy? You know, a lot of times people don't read the fine print about what they even have and are being covered for until, guess what? They need to make a claim. And then all of a sudden we're scrambling, we're reading the fine print, and lo and behold, there's some kind of exclusion or whatever. There's nothing excluded in this particular situation, right? Nothing excluded. Lifetime, bumper to bumper, everything. Well, where do we find the terms? Of course, as you probably have figured out by now, you find the terms of the policy in the Bible. It's the owner's manual for living an abundant and blessed life. And as you study the terms or the promises of the Word, we find that all is ours in Christ, and that all of the promises of God that God says are available to us can be believed, they can be received, and they can be enjoyed. I mean, it's almost like I'm telling you, maybe you're smiling right at the moment. This is kind of silly, Barney, but you know what? Think about it. We all have insurance. You have health insurance. You have car insurance. You have renter's insurance. You have home insurance. You've got other things that I don't even know about that help to keep you covered in the case of an emergency. You know what? 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, for every one of God's promises is yes in him. Therefore, the amen is also spoken through him by us for God's glory. Now, I've always had kind of a little bit of a struggle with this verse because it's like kind of double speak and whatever. But here's a translation that I found, and bear with me if you don't care for this translation, but sometimes it speaks, and it's called The Message. And what it says is, whatever God has promised gets stamped with the yes of Jesus. In him, that is what we preach and pray, the great amen, God's yes and our yes together, gloriously evident. God affirms us, making us a sure thing in Christ, putting his yes within us. By his Spirit, he has stamped us with his eternal pledge, a sure beginning of what he is destined to complete. You know what the cool thing about, you know, like whole life insurance policies, what they basically say is you pay these premiums until the policy is paid for, and then you actually have a cash value to the policy. And sometimes people outlive the determined number of years that the policy is good for. I tell you what, we've got an unbelievable future ahead of us. God has made this promise that at the end of our journey here in this physical world, we're going to have glorious things that eye has not seen, neither has entered into the heart of man, but the Spirit of God has revealed those things. It's going to be whatever you think it's going to be, about a million trillion times whatever that means. See? Christ in you. That's why I wanted to play that song. When we're out and about in our daily living, do people see Jesus in you? Do they see Christ in you? Do they see the compassion, the love, the kindness, the tenderness, the gentleness? Or do they see you just like every other Tom, Dick, and Harry, so to speak, in the world? People who don't even know God. You know, we should be and endeavor, I think, to be people who recognize more of who they have been called to be. And so they emulate the Lord Jesus Christ, and the nature of God just is pouring out of them. Because in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Another version, contemporary English version, says, we have everything we need to live a life that pleases God. It was all given to us by God's own power when we learned he had invited us to share in his wonderful goodness. Everything's been laid out. This policy has been paid in full, and you didn't even know it. I didn't even know it. It has been bought and paid for with the and signed in the blood of Jesus Christ, let's say. This is an unbreakable contract, something that God has given to each and every one of us by his grace that now we just get to benefit. We get to all the benefits of everything. And you know what we did? Nothing. We believed. We confessed. We accepted. And all these things come pouring into us in a moment of time. There is one stipulation, and this is generally true about warranties and policies. It's got to be enforced. You know, this world, it's not our home. And so as expected, it does not want to honor the policy. You know, it's got to be enforced by faith, by confession, by belief, which is the guarantee of its fulfillment. And therefore, then, we can expect it. You know, John 10:10, it says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I am come, Jesus said, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. That word life means life in all of its fullness, all of its capacity, see. But boy, if we get into a spiritual relationship and man, we've reacquired spirit, then that puts us kind of like in a whole different category. Another version said, a thief is only there to steal and kill and destroy. I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of. Guys, we've been put in just such an awesome position. See, you know, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. I don't know if you're looking these up, but I'm moving pretty quickly. I apologize for that. A lot of you have heard these verses before. 1 John 5, 4, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. So, you know what? At some time or another, everyone will need to have some type of warranty work done. It's inevitable. And if you find yourself in a place where you don't have a warranty or a guarantee, then, you know, God's got even a greater one. But it is that at that point we have to be familiar enough with the terms of what that warranty says to be able to make what? A claim. You know, believing God is believing in his faithfulness and in his willingness to fulfill his side of the agreement. I don't think God has a problem for fulfilling his side of the agreement. I say, we've said many times, you've said it, God is more willing to perform his part of the deal than many times we are to receive it. You know, faith, this huge subject that we sometimes get all convoluted about, well, it comes when we know the will of God and we know his word, his will from the pages of the Bible, and we know his specific will by hearing what? His voice, which means you've got to be quiet enough to be able to hear from God. Because God loves his children. He wants the best for them. He wants them to enjoy the benefits of the warranty, so to speak, in the here and now. and in the future. See, God's voice will always agree with the Bible, and he's, his voice, it does come when we have met the conditions of what the Word says, according to Romans 10:17. This is not anything new to you, but it's good to really be thoughtful of. Faith, the Bible says, comes by hearing the words of Christ. That's what Romans 10:17 says. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. A lot of translations say the words of God, the words of Christ, the message of Christ. See? So, what's a simple exhortation takeaway from this? Get the policy out. Start reading it a little bit more, maybe. Or read it today. Read it for whatever. And start enforcing it with simple faith. If you have work that needs to be done, you take it to God. You know why? He desires to do it. And don't take no for an answer. Because he has signed, sealed, and delivered a contract, once again, signed in the blood of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And why? Because he loves us so much, so much. 1 John 3:1, King James says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are. We don't wait. We are children of God right now, today, this second. Doesn't matter how many seconds have happened up to this point in time, this second, because from this second forward, we understand and we know we are children of God. I am a child of God. I may not feel like a child of God. It doesn't change it. I am a child of God. I am a son of God. I am what God says I am. These are the details of the warranty package. Bumper-to-bumper coverage for life in every category that you can conceivably imagine. Hebrews 3:15 says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." How do we get that boldness? Because we know the Creator. We know the manufacturer personally. I mean, none of us knew Henry Ford. You don't know the president of Kia or Hyundai or whatever other type of vehicle you may drive, Mazda. We don't know the manufacturer. You know what? In this life, in this world that we live in, we know the manufacturer. And we can go directly to him. And by faith, exercise that warranty that God has put in place himself. "For holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." Amen? Mm-hmm. 2 Peter 1:20-21. "And all scripture is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, that the man or woman of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works." God wants us blessed. God wants us prosperous. God wants us healthy. It's part of the warranty. Bumper to bumper coverage. In Hebrews 3:15, in another version, English Revised, it says, "With Jesus as our high priest, we can feel free to come before God's throne where there is grace. There we receive mercy and kindness to help us when we need it." You know, when your car breaks down on the side of the road, you hope and pray to God that AAA will honor their contract and show up within 30 minutes, help you get into your car, change your flat tire, give you a new battery. If you get in a front-end collision, praying that everyone's all right, you take that car to the body shop, you know what? You really want to see your insurance kick in, don't you? I mean, kind of like the least out-of-pocket expense that you can put forward and having them cover the majority of it. That's going to put a smile on everybody's face. But here's a little piece of simple wisdom. Put in your claim today. Don't wait. Put in your claim today. A claim against what? The promises of what God has already formally introduced and completed and finished in this administration through the work of His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. There's two other administrations coming. So let's claim and live and get the full benefit of what's available to us in this administration. And it's called grace for a reason. It's God's unmerited divine favor. It's God getting to us that which we don't deserve. Of course we don't deserve it. We didn't hang on a cross and go through all the things that Jesus did. Jesus did that for us because God, Jesus Christ, loved beyond measure. So in closing, I want to replay this song that I started with. And just to say, God bless you guys. I love you. And I pray that you too will understand more importantly, maybe a little bit after tonight, the greatness of the lifetime warranty that you were given, bumper to bumper in every category, free of charge. Heavenly Father, help us to see Jesus Christ in ourselves, Lord, and to be able to just come bow down before your throne of grace, that we may be the men and women that you've called us to be. Father, if our Father in the Word can say, I wish I were the man I knew to be, I can say that that's probably the cry of all of our hearts, to just allow you to free us from ourselves so that we can be free to live for you and just to express and to communicate all that you are, Father. We love you so much, and we just want to have a little opportunity here in this life to share your goodness and grace. Thank you for all of God's people who have gathered here, and may this be a transforming evening, Father. As we glorify you, we bring our hearts before you in worship and in praise. And thank you, God, that you've given us this holy ground to live on and walk on. And may we enjoy the benefits and the blessings of it all the days of this life. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.